On the very day of his birth, Hermes freed himself from the bands in which he had been wrapped by the divine Maia, and climbing out of the sieve that served him as a cradle, planned his first exploit: to steal the cattle that his brother Apollo was tending for King Admetus of Thessaly. He made off with 50 heifers, making them walk backwards from the pasture, or binding their hooves with twigs of myrtle. Driving them all night, he took them to Pylos and hid them in a cavern. He was seen by the herdsman Bathus, who promised to keep quiet. Hermes turned him into a stone when he discovered his betrayal. At Pylos, the young thief sacrificed two of the finest animals, dividing them into 12 portions to be offered to each of the 12 gods of Olympus, including himself, and then returned to Selene. At the entrance to his cave, he came across a turtle, and instinctively fashioned a musical instrument out of it. He emptied the shell, attached 2 canes to it, and stretched 7 strings made from the guts of the cows over them. And then, having invented the lyre, he got back into his cradle and awaited events. Apollo was not slow in arriving. He had spoken to Bathus and complained to Maia about the theft, threatening to hurl the little thief into Tartarus if he did not reveal the hiding place of the loot. She showed him her son, peacefully wrapped up in his cradle. A newborn child, it was plain to anyone, could not be guilty of stealing cattle. But Apollo did not allow himself to be deceived. He picked up Hermes and carried him to Olympus, where he accused him of the theft in front of his father, Zeus. Greatly amused, the god ordered the baby to give back the animals he had stolen, ignoring his repeated denials and terrible tantrums. Peace between Hermes and Apollo was sealed with a gift of the lyre that the new god made to his elder brother.